Hello, Stu.
Hello, Dina.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be seen.
Good to catch up a little bit with our podcast.
I can't believe it's been how long since we did.
Not even sure. When did you start your new job that's not really new anymore?
That would be January 28th. I just passed 6 months at GoDaddy.
Okay, so maybe it's been almost that long since we chatted.
But we still see each other.
I know, in between,
Okay.
but we don't always get a chance to record.
I mean, so for those of you who listen and wonder if we hang out, yeah, we do. We hang out.
We do, and it's convenient that we actually live fairly close to one another.
Every time I come over there, Lauren's got my favorite beverage.
He does.
What is that thing he makes? What's the Brazilian?
Oh, the caipirinha.
Yeah, that thing.
The
That's too
caipirinha.
sweet.
Yeah,
But
that's okay.
I do love it.
Yeah, and you have some other thing in our
Oh,
cabinet that you like.
yeah,
A
but
little
I haven't.
something.
I know, and I can't think of what it is. Anyway,
All right.
it's good.
Not important. We do get together occasionally
We
for a
do.
margarita or what have you.
Or a soup party.
A soup party
We
that
had a
we did in the
huge
winter.
soup party with friends. We've only got 6 months to catch up on with everybody else. So,
But the new job is good.
yeah,
Still
yeah,
going well.
yeah. It is. It's challenging. It's different.
Can you say like more about what it is and where you are now?
Yeah. I'm at GoDaddy.
Right. Love GoDaddy. I've been a customer for years.
I do technical support and sales. And when you call up, I'm the guy that, helps you to figure out why your WordPress site is broken. And usually I can.
Excellent. This is very important. People need you, Stu.
Or kind of like you were talking about maybe doing a store there. You can do stores there. You
Yes,
can sell
because
stuff.
I want to launch my jewelry line eventually.
Okay.
So I already have the website domain and website builder already, up. I just have to get to it.
Dina. We could design a site for you.
I know you could.
And we you know how much see, how much do you think it costs to design a whole store
Oh,
for you?
you're going to give me the whole spiel now? No, thanks.
Yeah, we could have you up and running for $2,400.
Wow.
And
Well,
then now think, but see, but how much would somebody charge you to do that? To have your whole store designed and online?
at least that much, if not more. Probably
Like double
double.
or
I
triple.
was
Yeah,
going to think
exactly.
double.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sure.
This is the funniest part of my job,
Yeah.
is that I talk to so many people. You're going to love this. You could do the whole thing yourself. Like you do it all yourself.
Yes,
We
I've
don't
done
really
that
help. Okay, like we
for
don't.
my
No,
voiceover site.
right. Okay,
I do that myself.
that's called website builder.
Yeah,
We
I
do
love
tons
that.
of that. Okay, but we also have a store that you can do just like that.
Ah.
And it comes, as always, it comes like in economy, deluxe, and ultimate premium amazing. Right, the ultimate premium amazing to put your store online to get it up, to
Right.
have a store to sell anything you want online. How much do you think it costs for a year?
For a year?
For a year.
I can't even imagine what that would cost. Probably a lot.
$300.
Seriously.
And I get every day, oh, I don't have that. I'm like, wait a minute, you're trying to sell stuff online.
Right.
It's going to cost you $300 a week to rent a store
A
somewhere,
week.
right? To
A
have
week.
a store.
Sure. And you're saying it's going to be 300 for a whole year.
To have a store online and you can buy stuff from me. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know.
That's a really great
So
deal.
it's kind of
You're
neat.
going to get a lot of calls now.
I hope
That's
so.
really
Yeah, call
good
me up. I'll get you a store.
at GoDaddy. Excellent. I'm glad it's going great for
Trouble
you.
is you can't call up and say, where's Stu?
No, you can't.
They don't let you do that.
They can ask where the big shoes are, though.
Well, they stick up through the whole center. We have a big call center, and
Sure.
half the call center is just my
Just your
shoes. Yeah,
shoes?
they just have a
Wow, I bet
whole
everyone's
section
kind
of
of
it.
ticked off about that.
Well, yeah, it's a little
Sure.
adjustment for a lot of folks.
Well, for me, it's almost 5 years since departing CBS,
And
being
I,
asked to depart CBS.
you, well, no, what's the phrase?
Laid off
You got
on
resigned. You
vacation,
got resigned.
retired,
She got
not
resigned.
retired. I
She
got
got re She got
resigned.
resigned.
I did get resigned.
Yes. Hey, you've been resigned.
Hey, you've been resigned, and thanks for playing our game.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, but it's been great. I mean, my voiceover work has been picking up. I did a fun spot this week for the NBC client that I have in San Diego
Yeah.
for the W Hotel.
Okay, so you're going to hear Dina everywhere. You're all
Well,
over the place.
I'm in different. I pop up in
All
different
right, so
places
if I stay
occasionally.
at a
Yes.
W hotel, I'm going to
In
have
San
you.
Diego, or if you're in San Diego and
Yeah.
watching TV, you might
You're
hear
going to
me
have
on
Dina
a
in your room
W San Diego
for free.
spot. Not exactly. It's very, very expensive. And then I just finished up a spot for Channel 8 here in town for a Jacques Pepin show that's
Why,
coming up
what
for
a
fundraising
coincidence!
membership drive.
No,
Really?
seriously,
Are
I
you
told you they were going
hosting?
to call you to do that.
And I didn't get anything from them till just like a couple of days ago, so I really didn't think they were going to
We're
use.
recording this on Friday morning, and on Saturday about 12:30, I think maybe 1 o'clock, whatever time it is, I'm doing the Jacques Pepin show.
That's tomorrow.
Is that how you say it? Jacques Pepin.
Jacques Pepin.
Jacques
Well,
Pepin.
I didn't do very well on that pronunciation on the first time around recording the promo for it. So they sent me a link and they said, here's an interview that they did on NPR and give a listen and we might need you to reread that. So of course I did happily. And I
how did
summoned
you say
up
it the first time?
Like just Pepin, like more of an English anglicized.
Said, Jackie's Pepin.
And then I thought, well, I better muster up my best recall of high school French, which was a disaster for me. And try to
voilà
go
un garçon.
With the whole Jacques Pepin thing.
Voilà un autre garçon.
Yeah, Jacques Pepin.
There's a boy, there is another boy. That's what I know in French.
Wow. Yeah. That's very impressive.
Voilà une jeune fille.
And jeune fille is a young woman,
that's
a young
right,
girl.
Yeah. Voilà une autre jeune fille.
Another
so, wow. There you go.
All right.
I'm traveling. I'm hitting France.
We better get on that plane
I'm on
now.
My way. Dina, you have introduced us, Bunny and me. Bunny and I.
Yes.
Bunny and me. You've introduced us to something that she makes all the time now, and I have, what is this?
Oh, the chia seeds.
Chia pets.
No, no. There's
like
no pets.
Pet. Okay.
Chia seeds.
Is this the same stuff that makes chia pets?
I'm not really sure, but it could be. This is something we saw in a documentary about food and nutrition, because as well as we thought we were doing, eating fruits and vegetables and lean proteins and things like that, we were still consuming too many bad things, too many things with chemicals in them, too much processed food. Everything
hey,
has
hey,
high fructose corn
there's
syrup
nothing,
in it.
There's nothing wrong with chemicals and fructose.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing.
So we've completely shifted our whole nutritional intake, and now I am blending.
Coffee Heath Bar Crunch is the best food group in the world.
I can't even disagree with you about that.
All right, so go ahead.
But
no,
we're
I'm
juicing
sorry.
Now. Spinach,
yeah,
cucumber.
Juicing.
We are juicing and not, you know, steroids. We're talking spinach, cucumber, blueberries, bananas, any kind of fruit, any kind of vegetable. We're throwing it in the Ninja and blending the you-know-what out of it and then drinking it.
Can I be brutally honest?
Please.
Yeah, I tasted it. It was good.
Now, that's one admission. The chia seeds is an interesting element because...
It's a cleansing element, isn't it?
It can be.
I found that
it's
out
an
when
energy.
Bunny made some.
Did she? Well, there's a way to do it where it does that, which we'll get to. But the origin of these is Aztec, Mayan, Incan, Native American, Southwestern U.S. from many years ago, the long-distance runners, the people who would deliver messages in mail, would chew on the chia seeds for energy.
Are
now,
you getting paid to endorse chia seeds?
No, okay, because they're not. It's not a brand or anything.
Okay.
It's just an item.
Okay, so yeah.
So it's an energy thing, first of all. And then if you mix them in water, there's a ratio we found on the internet, because everything is on the internet now, that if you mix the chia seeds in water, they become gelatinous. I can't even make this up.
If you mix me in water, I become gelatinous.
Nobody wants to see that. And if you mix them in water and you take a tablespoon a day or two in something like salad dressing or a beverage of any kind, soda,
So what's
water,
the result? What does it do?
It cleans out your anything your body has had trouble expelling.
Mm-hmm.
The chia seeds
moving right
form,
along here. Speaking of
working
the Mayans,
wonders, and it's
the,
time to go.
Yeah, speaking of the Aztecs and the Mayans, I want to mention a shout. Oh, I can't believe I said a shout out. I woke up this morning. There was some guy on ABC. Let's do a shout out. Let's do a shout out.
And wow, you just said that.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to my daughter. Maya graduated from NYU.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's not unbelievable. She's an amazingly, you know, intelligent young woman, and she's fantastic, and what a wonderful accomplishment.
And the baby, and she knows I'm kidding,
yes,
is a senior in high school this year. This
Hard
is freaking
to believe.
Me out. This is freaking me out. I'm so proud of both of them.
Yeah, you have a lot to be proud of.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, they didn't do it by themselves. You
that's
know,
right. No,
you got
all,
them here.
It was all her. It was all her.
Excellent.
Oh, what else did we miss?
I think that's it for now.
Oh, tomorrow at 8, okay.
Yeah.
Like noon or 1 or something.
For the Jacques Pepin.
Wait, say it correctly.
Jacques Pepin.
Okay, and can you say something to
no.
in French to have us?
No.
Oh, yes, you can.
Merci
say,
beaucoup.
And tell them goodbye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Till next time. Catch
Make
us
sure,
on Facebook.
Yes, yeah. Facebook. Stu and Dina.
Big Shoe Stew and Dina Fox on Facebook. And what are you, at Big Shoe Stew on Twitter?
That's the one.
Okay. Talk to you soon.